الشيطان الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Chapter 97 سورة القدر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر Indeed we sent it down on the night of Qadr. What will show you what is the night of Qadr? The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. In it the angels and the spirit descend by the leave of their Lord with every command. It is peaceful until the rising of the dawn. Well, this is of course a surah which all of you know, and probably many different meanings of it have been discussed, especially in the month of Ramadan for you. Going through some of the discussions about this surah. Firstly, about the chronology of the surah, whether it's a Makki or Madani, again, it is something which could have both possibilities. It could have been revealed in Mecca, it could have been revealed in Medina, especially because of some traditions that we have in both Sunni and Shi'i books, that this was following a dream that the Prophet had, that Banu Umayyah were taking hold of his heritage, and he became very sad, and in lieu of that, this surah was revealed that do not worry, Laylatul Qadr is better than the whole era of their governance on Muslim community, which was 1,000 months. Incidentally, their rule was 1,000 months. So it may be Madani, it may be Makki. Now, the surah is very difficult to explain unless we draw on some of riwayat, and specifically if we relate it to some other verses of the Quran, it would become somehow more clear. But basically this is one of those surahs which have many mutashabahat verses in it. For example, what's the meaning of Laylatul Qadr? It's one of the mutashabahat of the Quran. You know, in the Quran we have mutashabahat and muhkamat. And mutashabahat are those verses which can contain several meanings, or there is a possibility of several meanings in it, which we cannot decide really what is the exact meaning of it, and therefore it makes it from mutashabahat, and this surah is really from those mutashabahat. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ What's the meaning of ruh? What's the meaning of salamun hiya hatta matla al-fajr? And all parts of the surah would make it very complicated to understand. However, with the help of some other verses of the Quran, and especially drawing on some traditions, we can somehow draw a sort of meaning which would be acceptable as something meant by these verses. Now, inna anzalnahu, the exegetes have discussed the meaning of inzal and tanzil in the Quran, because both inzal and tanzil mean to send down. And with regards to Quran, we have both terms used, as for example here, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, or وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا in some other verses. That's both انزال and تنزيل, which are two different forms of the same roots, are used for the Quran. Now they say انزال, which is from made according to the form افعال, is for sudden descent, something which comes down suddenly as a whole. And tanzil is for gradual descent of the Quran. So wherever we see in the Quran, when for example tanzil is used, we can realize that it is referring to a gradual descent of the verses, one after another. In the very standard verse that they use for this meaning is وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. This Quran, we have divided its verses into parts and have revealed them to you gradually. فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ. So that you read this in a gradual way to the people. And then it says, وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And we have really sent it down in a gradual way. This is from Tanzil. And here, Enzal, of course, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. Since it says, in one night we have revealed this, so it refers to the sudden descent as a whole of the Quran. However, this meaning, although these two meanings for these two forms of the same root is possible, but it is not something which all the time is observed. Even in the Quran, it's not observed, this form of gradual or sudden. For example, in Surah Furqan, we have the verse which says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. So this tanzil is used for sudden revelation of the Quran. Why this Quran has not been revealed to him all at once? لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. This is Babu tanzil, but it is used for sudden revelation of the Quran. كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Because we want to somehow fortify your hearts, strengthen your heart by giving this as the incidents, the events unfold, we bring support for you by these verses. That's why gradually it comes down. It doesn't come down all at once. So, tanzil here is used for sudden revelation. And is against what the exegetes usually say. However, as I said, this is something which in most of the cases is observed. Enzal is for sudden revelation. Tanzil is for gradual revelation. Now, here when it says "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr," which refers to the Quran, we sent this down in Laylatul Qadr, it should refer to sudden revelation because it is talking about the whole idea of the Quran, and this Quran we have sent it down in Laylatul Qadr. And therefore, we have to seek a meaning for this Enzal. Because we know that the verses of the Quran were revealed to the Prophet gradually, and Prophet could not anticipate these verses. The Prophet, peace be on him, did not know what was going to be revealed to him. And therefore, the gradual revelation was a fact that we can see in the history of the Prophet's life, and also in the history of all Muslims is recorded that it came down as the events unfolded themselves. For every incident, something was revealed. For every question, something was revealed. Or sometimes, for example, a surah during the night was revealed to the Prophet, and he came and recited it in the morning for the people. And this was something which we can see from the life of the Prophet. However, the meaning of Enzal is unclear. Again, this is one of the mutashabahats. What does it mean that we have sent it down all at once in one night? Now, we have another set of verses in the Quran which refer to this Enzal, the sudden revelation of the Quran, and that's at the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم والكتاب المبين. I swear by the clear book. The clear book that we sent it down in a very blessed night. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. We sent it down in a very blessed night. And we were intent to warn. إنا كنا منذرين. فيها يفرغ كل عمر حكيم. That's something which we'll discuss later, inshallah. However, what is understood from there is that in a very blessed night, the whole Quran was revealed. Now, what was it which was revealed We know that it was not these verses in Arabic which were revealed all in one night. It was not possible. Something, a sort of spirit of this Quran should have been revealed. Now, should have been revealed either to the heart of the Prophet without knowing the elaborate verses of it, just a whole idea came down to the heart of the Prophet by which he did know what was the mission. He did know what he was going to do and what he was going to say, although he didn't know the sentences that he was going to say to the people. But he knew what was the mission. And this is quite natural, that if Allah is going to give someone a mission, he should know what is that mission. What is he going to convey to the people? What is he going to relate to others who are going to follow him? Although he may say it in his own words, for example, as in hadith, he did say many things which were not verses of the Quran, but they were inspired by the idea of the Quran, which was revealed to his heart on Laylatul Qadr, if we say that's the meaning of it. And then the exact wording which was going to be said and collected and compiled as a book was revealed to him in a gradual manner. So this is the meaning of إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَادِ. We sent it down in Laylatul Qadr, all as a whole idea to the heart of the Prophet. Now, some say that this did not come to the heart of the Prophet, and therefore even the whole idea was not known by the Prophet. It was revealed from a higher level of issuance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a lower level. And then from there it gradually descended to the heart of the Prophet. And therefore what happens is that even the whole idea of the Quran was not revealed to the Prophet initially. It was just a level of descent which came down, as they say, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Baytul Ma'mur, or from Baytul Izzah to Baytul Ma'mur, which of course are ideas that we don't know much about it. These are alluding to a sort of a spiritual realm which is unknown to us. But certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very exalted. When something wants to descend from his arsh or whatever, it is possible that it descends in certain categories, certain steps, and one step was this whole Quran coming down to Baytul Ma'mur and from there gradually being revealed to the heart of the Prophet in wordings. Whatever the meaning, again, we really cannot be sure what does it mean. Whether it came to the heart of the Prophet or it came to Baytul Ma'mur, something which we have to leave it as it is, as a mutashabih understanding which we cannot do anything about it. The exegetes also have discussed, okay, if we accept that this was inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, what night was this? If it's laylatul qadr, what night was laylatul qadr? Was it? What night was laylatul qadr? In what month it was situated? In what night of the year? In what part of the year? And the discussions here have mostly been directed towards Shahr Ramadan because of a verse that we have in the Quran. By the way, some of the exegetes say that the meaning of إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ may mean that we began to reveal it in Laylatul Qadr. So it means that a few verses we revealed in Laylatul Qadr and then we continued to reveal it on a gradual basis. Qurtubi has mentioned this in his tafsir. Of course, no Shia exegetes have accepted this. Some Sunni exegetes have said that we began to reveal this in Laylatul Qadr. Now, those who reject this idea, they say, when they say "Inna anzalnahu," this "ho" refers back to the whole Quran, like the verse that we had in Surah Dukhan, "Hamim wal Kitab al Mubin," clear book. "Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Mubarakah," we sent it down in Laylatul Mubarakah. So we cannot accept that it refers to a few verses of the Quran, like for example the verses in Surah Alaq that we discussed previously. And then afterwards, continuation was in other parts of the year. Anyhow, that's another idea which has been put forward. Now, in Surah Baqarah, we have شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Now, from this verse, we understand that the Quran was revealed in شهر رمضان. Whether it began to reveal in شهر رمضان, which of course defies our understanding of history, that the Prophet was given the first revelation in Rajab, or the whole Quran was revealed in شهر رمضان, in the way, in the sense that we discussed, coming down from a higher position to a lower position and then gradually being revealed to the Prophet. So there is no dispute among historians and exegetes that this Laylatul Qadr is in شهر رمضان. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Although some have neglected that verse and have said that Laylatul Qadr may be any night during the year, which of course is negligence. It's absolute negligence, because the Qur'an says شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So, what night in شهر رمضان again is a matter of dispute. The Sunnis usually believe that mostly, not unanimously, believe that it's 27th night of Ramadan, and they believe that Quran was revealed on that night. Many of Sunni exegetes and historians believe that it was 17th of Ramadan, because it was the night of Battle of Badr, and we have some references in the Quran which says part of the Quran was revealed in Battle of Badr. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ. And يَوْمُ الْفُرْقَانِ is the day of Badr. And some say that any night in Ramadan would be a possibility. The Shias, according to their tradition, almost unanimously believe that it is either the 19th or 21st or 23rd of Ramadan. We'll discuss this later on when we come to تنزل الملائكة والروح, that which night it is and what part of Ramadan it will be. It may be the whole three nights, as we have in some traditions, but the whole three nights all together would form the nights in which things will be destined and will be measured. So, having said this, the other very, very difficult idea in the surah is Laylatul Qadr. What does it mean? The night of Qadr. Now, the Qadr may have many different meanings. Qadr may mean a status, manzala. So, would it possibly mean Laylatul Qadr, the night with a high status? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Qadr may come from Qudra, which is power. So this is the night of power, as recent translations have translated night of power, although no exegete actually have ever said that this is, or I have not seen any exegete saying that this is referred to Qudra or power of God, and Laylatul Qadr is night of power, although it's night of power in the sense that Allah shows His power by revelation of the Qur'an, by this making the destiny of people. This may be, but no one has said that this Qadr comes from Qudra, which is power. Also, Qadr comes from tightness. فَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رَزْقُهُ. Anyone whose rizq is tight, or has been made tight by Allah for him. So this may mean tightness. And some exegetes have said that, yes, this is the best meaning for Laylatul Qadr, because in Laylatul Qadr, the angels descend on the earth in such a great number that the earth will become very tight for them. Every square feet or every centimeter of the earth is filled with angels, so it's a very tight night for angels on the earth. This is what some other edges have mentioned. However, if we again return this to the verses in Surah Al-Dukhan, it would tell us an absolutely different thing. And I think these two set of verses are very, very much related to each other. And this is one of those instances that we can explain the Qur'an by the Qur'an. We can comment on verses of the Qur'an by some other verses of the Qur'an. Now, in Surah Al-Dukhan, what is it said? It says that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every affair, every destiny, amr, maybe destiny, affair, or everything is decided. This yufraqu means decided. Every situation which has become firmly destined, amran hakim, is decided in that night. And therefore, many exegetes say that this qadr is from taqdeer, is from destiny, or making destiny. So, Laylatul Qadr is a night in which destiny of the things which are going to happen in this world will be decided upon. And I think by referring this to Surah Al-Dukhan, this would be the best possible meaning of the word Qadr here, coming from Taqdeer. So, we have revealed this, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَادْرِ, in the night of, as is translated here, ordainment or destiny, which in which all the affairs of people will be ordained, destinies will be made for the whole life. Well, if we say that Laylatul Qadr happens only once, then we have some difficulty. If we say it happens every year, then certainly the affairs of every year will be decided on that one night. Now, what does that mean? Again, we have to discuss it through other verses of the Qur'an, or probably traditions from Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Was Laylatul Qadr made Laylatul Qadr because the Qur'an was revealed in that night? And this is, of course, the idea of those who say this means status. Because the Qur'an was revealed in that night, this night has a very high status, very high station. And it has become Laylatul Qadr. Or no, because it was Laylatul Qadr, the Qur'an was revealed in that night. Now, it depends on how we understand Laylatul Qadr. Some say that Laylatul Qadr only was one night during the whole history of creation. And in that one night, Allah decided everything about human beings. If we say this, then of course, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَادْرِ has no meaning. Because when was this Laylatul Qadr? It should have been at the beginning of creation, certainly. And the Qur'an, we know that was not revealed at the beginning of the creation. And therefore, we cannot find any understandable meaning for that. Some say that Laylatul Qadr was there until, was in every year until the demise of the Prophet. And then after the demise of the Prophet, Laylatul Qadr was gone. And of course, this is based on many traditions that Prophet used to say that Laylatul Qadr happens every year. And then after the Prophet, they didn't know how to explain the idea of Laylatul Qadr. So they said after the Prophet, it was finished, it ended. However, many traditions say that Laylatul Qadr is one night during every year. And therefore, it was not the night that the Qur'an was revealed, which was called Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr was there and the Qur'an was revealed in that night, in Laylatul Qadr. And again, it is because Allah says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every firm decision is decided in that night. And one of the firm decisions which was decided on that night, at one particular Laylatul Qadr in the lifetime of the Prophet, was the revelation of the Quran, the descent of the Quran. This is again one of those things which was the decisions making being made on Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is something that here the verses say you cannot understand what is Laylatul Qadr, of course. No matter how much I explain it, you cannot understand. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَادِ. What will make you understand that what is the night of ordainment? That means do not ask much about it. Just accept that there is something like that. You cannot understand it. I cannot explain it. Wherever you see this ma adraka means no matter how much I explain, you cannot understand, because this belongs to another realm. This belongs to another dimension of creation, which is unknown to us. So, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you to understand what is the night of ordainment? Suffice it to say that لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better than 1,000 months. Now, some say that 1,000 refers to abundance. It means it is so good that you cannot compare it with your lifetime or with whatever, because 1,000 months is usually the lifetime of a human being. It's about 81 years. And they say it is the duration of the sovereignty of Banu Umayyah as well, as some traditions have it, that this Laylatul Qadr, which we have given it to you or to the Imams after you, is better than the whole duration of the mulk of Banu Umayyah. Again, this is one of the mutashabahat. What does it mean it's better than 1 month, 1,000 months? It's better than 1,000 months in the sense of what you do in it is better than the acts of 1,000 months. Or it's better in the sense of the quality of the minutes and seconds in that night, which is better than 1,000 months. And of course, someone asked Imam alayhi salam that, well, this doesn't come back to any understandable meaning, because it says Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, and in every 12 months there would be one Laylatul Qadr as well. So how come that Laylatul Qadr could be better than 1,000 months? And Imam replied, well, of course, it is something that any rational person should understand, that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months in which there is no Laylatul Qadr. Certainly, of course. If there is Laylatul Qadr in it, then we come to a sort of vicious circle of going around ourselves. Now, it is better than 1,000 months, which is a lifetime of a person, usually a natural lifetime of a person, because in this night the whole life or quality of life could be changed. The way you may be received on this night by angels who descend on the earth may absolutely change your life or the quality of your life, your spiritual life, your physical life, your material life even. That you cannot acquire it in the whole lifetime. So it is better than 1,000 months, if we say it's lifespan of a human being. Because with your dua, with your request from the Lord, or even without requesting or without asking, if you are a good person and the angels come on the earth bringing down the destinies on the earth, which again is one of those very, very complicated meanings to understand, then this one night may be better than the whole lifetime. And every year of repetition of this night may be better than the whole lifetime, which is again somehow upgraded. The whole life of you may have been upgraded in the previous Laylatul Qadr, and you want to continue with that, but again in the next Laylatul Qadr, it is again better than the whole lifetime. It may be changed. So this is one meaning, that the quality which it gives to your life, which Laylatul Qadr would give to your life, is better than the whole efforts of your lifetime. The second meaning, which is again mentioned in our traditions, is that doing ibadah in this night is better than the ibadah of 1,000 months, which again, the ibadah of this night would be better than the ibadah of the whole lifetime or lifespan of a person. Why? Because the way this is received by God in that night, which is salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr, it is peace and it is security from many things. We will discuss this later on. This would actually make the quality of your ibadah on this night better than the whole lifetime. Now, we said that the destiny is made on this night. What does it mean? Again, it is something like revelation of the Quran. When we said that inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, it meant that the Quran descended from a higher level of decision making to a lower level of decision making, and these are a spiritual level. This is not physical categories, spiritual categories which belong to the realm of Allah and the angels, not to our realm. It's an absolutely different dimension. When the Quran descends from that high level to a lower level, which is done in Layla, which did happen in Laylatul Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, also the destinies of human being, which is decided upon by God in this Laylatul Qadr, would descend from a higher level to a lower level. Not that the whole year is suddenly made for you in that one night to do whatever you will do in the whole year, to receive whatever you will receive in the whole year. No, it comes down to a level where from that gradually you will receive it. The decisions are made according to your situation, according to whatever Allah sees suitable for you, and then it comes down to a position where the angels know how they have to gradually bring it down to you, how you have to meet them gradually in the course of a year. Again, let's go back to Surah Al-Dukhan. It says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka." First of all, it's laylatun mubaraka. Mubaraka is from baraka. It means that things which you never can imagine will be given to you, because we deserve nothing. We have come from nothing. We deserve nothing. And we are not liable to receive anything. We are not in a position to receive anything from God. He does not owe anything to us. So if in that night He decides that give you one more year of life, give you one more penny in your property, give you certain number of breaths that you are going to have in that year, that you are going to be granted a child, for example, you are going to be granted some ibadah, you are going to be granted some spiritual knowledge, it's all out of the barakah of Allah. This should be absolutely clear, that we do not deserve anything. So in that night, if anything is destined for anyone, and in hadith we have khayran aw sharran, aw ma'siyatan aw ta'atan, whether it's good or evil, whether it's obedience or disobedience in that year, it all comes from the barakah of Allah. Now you may say that, how come evil comes to us and is from the barakah? Yes, because evil comes to compensate for some other evil. Well, we see it as evil. For example, we have done some sort of ma'siyah, and it's destined in that night that you are going to be cut short of this much of your rizq. Now, is this out of barakah of Allah, rahmah of Allah, or out of wrath? No, it's out of barakah and rahmah of Allah. Because he wants to compensate for us whatever has been lost, and he wants to bring it back. It's a sort of punishment which somehow bring things back, restore things which are lost. So the hadith says, خَيْرًا أَوْ شَرًا أَوْ تَاعَةً أَوْ مَعْسِيَةً. Now, okay, ta'a أَوْ مَعْسِيَةً, because ma'siyah can never be good. I don't understand this, ta'a أَوْ مَعْسِيَةً. Why? But what the verse say in Surah Al-Dukhan is that everything comes from barakah of Allah in that year. So, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. Every firm decision is made on that night about what Allah is going to give. So this is about giving. What Allah is going to give is decided on that night. أمرًا من عندنا. All these are from outside. It comes from me. Now this أمرًا من كل أمر. من كل أمر فيها يفرغ كل أمر حكيم. Every firm decision, كل أمر, is actually explained here that تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. Again, this كل أمر is repeated here. فيها يفرغ كل أمر حكيم. These angels will come من كل أمر, من أجل كل أمر. To do, to materialize, to bring down what is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring it down to the earth, to the people, to individuals. So that is why it is better than khayrun min alf shahr. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. Now, how this is done, how this barakah comes down is, of course, through the mediation of the angels. Tanazzalo means tatanazzalo. They come down. The angels come down, of course, with the leave of the Lord. The angels cannot do anything of their own accord. Certainly, it's always emphasized, because usually people think that the angels can do whatever they want. No, the angels cannot do even the slightest thing unless there is leave for it, because they are workers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك. We cannot come down unless Allah permits us, unless Allah tells us. Of course, there is a natural meaning for it, and this is the disposition of angels in that way, that they do not do anything unless there is a command coming to them. So the angels and ruh come down من كل أمر. And then salamun hiya hatta matla al-fajr. There are certain things here that we have to discuss. What's the meaning of salam? Why is until matla al-fajr? What's the difference of malaika and ruh? That's inshallah, we leave it for next week. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi ta'ala.
Thank you, Sheikh. We now have 10-15 minutes for question and answers. Do we have any questions?
Sheikh, thank you much indeed. Now, I think also we have discussed previously that the, and today as well, that the Quran was revealed as a whole, as a general idea, and then it was being unzipped gradually during the lifetime of the Prophet. Now, let's say if one particular ayah is being unzipped for any particular reason, would the whole of the ta'wil for that ayah be sort of given to the Prophet, or because as we understand, for example, when we do the tafsir of one ayah, we may try to get the understanding from other ayah as well. So in the Prophet's case, would it have been that the whole of the ta'wil would have been explained to him, or gradually, because when some other ayah revealed, ayah that was revealed earlier would have then been connected, and so the ta'wil would be explained as and when it was unzipped.
No, the quality of the Prophet's knowledge is not comparable to ours. It's a different, absolutely different type of knowledge. It's just like the example of a living and a dead person, the way or a sleeping and a wakeful person, the way they understand things. It's absolutely in a different light. It's not understandable for us that how they see things and how things are explained to them, or how they are put in a light which find absolutely a different meaning for them. As Amirul Mu'mineen mentions about Awliya Allah, حَجَمَ بِهِمُ الْعِلْمُ عَلَىٰ حَقِيقَةِ الْبَصِيرَةِ. The knowledge comes from them from every direction. And it gives them the reality of insight. وَبَاشَرُوا رُوحَ الْيَقِينَ. And they touch the spirit, the soul of certainty. And this is what they understand, and this is of course their difference. That's why they are مُغَرَّبُون. مُغَرَّبُون are those who are given sort of private knowledge, which are of course held back from ordinary people. So when something is revealed to the Prophet, he knows every aspect of it, he knows every meaning of it, and to whatever levels and butoon it goes down, the Prophet would know everything. And this is the case with our Imams as well. They would know everything. And of course they cannot convey it, because these meanings are not transferable to others, unless with very simple words, which again would confuse us if they want to explain it for us, because those concepts do not exist with us. That is the important thing.
Do we have any more questions? I know you said you were going to talk more on the days a bit later on, but just for my own peace of mind, you mentioned that some people believe that the Laylatul Qadr is split over 3 days. Now this three nights in one and one night in three, I've heard that logic somewhere else. I thought the Muslim distanced himself from that. If you could just...
Three in one, one in three.
Yeah.
No, some traditions say that there are different levels of decision making on that night, on those 3 nights. For example, in one tradition from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, which is reported in Al-Kafi, it's quite an authentic tradition, which says that At-taqdeer fi laylat al-ihda wal-ishra, fi laylat al-tiswa ashara. Taqdeer, which is the No, not assessment, making the decision, or measurement, better word, measurement, or assessment as well would be a good meaning, is done on the night of 19th. Okay? However, this is just the plan. Okay? The plan, because what you have done in Ramadan would decide on that plan, on that measurement. Then, Al-Ibram fi laylatil ihda wa ishrin. Ibram is confirmation. That plan is confirmed on the night of 21st. Wal imza. Imza means the final approval. That, okay, this should be dispatched for the next year of this person or of this community. This will be done on the night of 23rd. This we have in some traditions, although some say that, well, this is single tradition, we do not accept it. It should be on one night, and they say it's either 21st or 23rd. Why these questions have come up? Because Imam alayhi salam, despite our knowledge that they were the recipients of this Laylatul Qadr, in a sense, of the ruh coming down on there, they were the recipient of it. As we have in many traditions, we will discuss it inshallah later on. They left it vague. They did not say categorically what night. And they said, well, it's very easy. Do the whole 3 nights. So either we say that they just wanted us to do more ibadah, although the Laylatul Qadr is only 1 night. Or because there are levels of this decision making, taqdeer, wal-ibram, wal-imza, which are in the 3 nights. Or maybe it differs from year to year. One year it might be 21st, one year it might be 23rd, one year it might be 19th, because God hasn't made a vow that I do this on a very, very certain exact moment in Shahr Ramadan. It may differ, it may change. So these are the possible possibilities that why this has been left vague for us. So I hope you don't go for tafleef, so you don't think of tafleef here.
Assalamu alaikum. I had a question about why the interpretation about taqdeer is preferred over creation in Surah Al-Qadr. If we look at, for example, Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse 4, when it talks about the Day of Judgment, it talks about ta'ruju al-mala'ikatu wa-ruh, so the angels and the spirit ascend to him. And that's on the Day of Judgment. So maybe simplistic, but by symmetry you would expect that when they descend, then that would be on the opposite polar end at the beginning of creation. And when it says peace, it is till the break of the morning. I guess that's where the Bible comes with, and then there was light after creation. I was just wondering.
Well, there are. You mean that why we go for repetition of this, not saying that it was on one moment at the beginning of creation?
Yes, yes.
Well, there are several reasons for that. First of all, the Prophet and I'm explained it that way, and they said this happens every year, and this is unanimous among Shia and Sunni, almost unanimous. You know, there is nothing unanimous. Always there are some disagreements. Always there are some odd people who disagree with very, very clear things. The second reason is that tanazzalu. Tanazzalu is mudari'. Tatanazzalu. That means something which recur, which happens repeatedly. So tanazzalu al-mala'ikatu wal-ruhu fiha bi-idhn rabbihim min kulli amr. It means that it is a continuous thing. It's not something that not is going to stop now, it's going to even happen in future as well. Also, the verses in Surah Dukhan, which are related to this verse, they say that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In that night, again, يُفْرَقُ is مُضَارِع. Okay? It means that it repeatedly happens. So, because of these, almost all Exodus have said that this is a repeating thing which occurs again and again. And of course, our Aimah have emphasized on that this is something which Allah has given to us and the family of the Prophet. And also, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, again, it wouldn't find any meaning. If it happened, it did happen at the beginning of creation, it should have said, supposedly, that Laylatul Qadr is better than the whole creation time, because things were decided on that one night, which again, wouldn't go with the verses of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. This I'm a very simple person. You first of all say if you pray on this Laylatul Qadr is equivalent to 1,000 months. Then they try and confuse us. Is it 19th? Is it only odd months, odd nights? Then they say 27th. Why is Allah trying to confuse us here? Are we trying to confuse
Allah
ourselves?
Doesn't try to
Are
confuse.
We trying to confuse ourselves? Why don't you guys sit down and decide which day it is and let us know? Well, why do we have to pray all night, whatever?
No, Allah
is
doesn't.
Is it this Laylatul Qadr? You believe in it? So why don't you guys decide? Why do we all have to sit down and pray all of the nights? You decide. Why you create confusion? Is Allah trying to confuse us? What is going on here?
No, Allah doesn't try to confuse you. We try to confuse you because it's our job to confuse people, actually, by giving different possibilities. This is because our lack of knowledge. So, certainly, you say that it's your job, sit and decide what night it is, and we swear by God we don't know. So, what are you going to do? So that's why our job is to confuse people. That is to convey our ignorance to them. And in a sense, making the possibilities open, that these are the possibilities. Now, your question would go back to the other question, that why those who knew did not tell us exactly what night it is. Now, if you ask us, now the clergy, we say we don't know. Okay, but there were people who knew, like Aima alayhi salam. And people actually asked them, not once, several times they asked them. They asked the Prophet, they asked the Aima alayhi salam, specify for us, maybe in the tone that you say, why you are confusing me, tell me. And the Imam, the reply was, ma aysara laylatayn. How easy it is to do it two nights, why you want to do it one night? It's a blessing for you to do more ibadah, than it's not a business that we say, okay, we do and we go and make the deal with Allah and come back. No, it's something which confirms and fortifies your faith, would give you more blessing from Allah. That's why they kept it. And in fact, those who believe, we had some mystics who believe that Laylatul Qadr is somehow confused during the whole year. Not only in Ramadan, during the whole year. And some of them, it's reported, I don't know, because many things which are reported about the mystics are lies. It is reported that some of them kept vigil for the whole year to get the fadl or the merit of Laylatul Qadr to receive it. Because he said, okay, it's very easy. I just have vigil for 1 year and I get the merit of Laylatul Qadr. Now, it's made easy for us. It's in Ramadan. That's 1 month only, if you want to make sure that you get the merit of that night in Ramadan. And further, it's made easy one of these three nights. And as I said, again, it may be different categories of this blessing which come down in every night. And if that is the case, then the whole three nights is not confusing. It is different levels of this merit that we are going to receive.
Only one night. What all these merits and three? You have one night, yeah?
Okay, you tell me which night it is.
Well, I'm not
You are a simple man.
Or whatever, am I?
You are a simple man, I'm a simple
clergy. I'm a
clergy.
Simple person. But why they confuse people? And then you have the Sunnis who said 27th, yeah? And then we have all these odd nights and God knows what. They want us to pray or not. This and they come and say one night, then why confusion?
This is the collective ignorance of the Muslims. We cannot do anything about it.
Assalamu alaikum. Just to continue on from that, you said that for us it's three nights. Let's say on the Day of Judgment it turns out to be 27th. We're all a bit done for, aren't we?
As I said, it doesn't matter whether we know which night it is or not. Now, to the best of our knowledge, it cannot turn out like that. You know, what you say is that if it turns out on the Day of Judgment that Muhammad was not a prophet, what then? You see, to the best of our knowledge, it cannot happen because we are following a people, that's the Holy Family, which are the most knowledgeable on this. And they tell us this. None of them have said 27th. So we follow it. Now, if it's somehow happens that it is the other way around, Allah is not going to deprive us, certainly, because He's merciful, He's considerate, He's understanding, He understands things very well. So it doesn't matter. As far as we do this with good intention, that's fine. It's not a business, as I said, that we lose it or take it. No, it's something that fortifies our faith, somehow strengthens our soul, which of course it will come when, inshallah, we do those three nights. And if you want to make sure, do 27th, as many Muslims do. Now, in Iran, it has become a custom. They do 27th as well. So, if you want to absolutely make sure, do the whole Ramadan.
You know, this surah Inna Anzalna is recited for Namaz Wahshat, and also when the person is buried, then to recite before leaving the qabr. What is the significance of this particular surah, if there are any rewires for this? This is in particular about the surah in Anzalna. But then there are other surahs also that for this you recite this surah, for this you recite this surah. So what is the significance?
There are many merits mentioned for Suratul Qadr, of course. And as you know, the A'imma have said that in all your salat, in all your prayers, you do Suratul Qadr in the first rak'ah and Suratul Tawheed in the second rak'ah. And this goes against many other traditions which had come prior to this, mentioning that which surahs should be recited in which rak'ahs of which unit of Salat, for example. For example, in Salatul Fajr, you better do the surahs from the Juz, from Mufassalat, from 41 to the end of the surah, which is, you recite longer surahs in Salatul Fajr. In Salatul Dhuhr, there are mention of other surahs. In Salatul Maghrib, mention of other surahs. And then the A'imma said that this could replace all of them. And it was very difficult for the companions to understand it, because how could this very, very small surah would replace, for example, recitation of Suratul Fajr or Suratul Ahqaf or whatever surah that you may recite in Salatul Fajr, how this could replace it? And that's why, for example, when Imam said in every Salat, you do Suratul Qadr in the first rak'ah and Suratul Tawheed in the second rak'ah, the companions asked, even in Salatul Fajr, because Salatul Fajr you do longer surahs, as it's common even nowadays in Salatul Jama'ah, it's common you do longer surahs. They said, even in Salatul Fajr, there is so much merit for this surah that this could replace. Of course, you can do that as well, but this would replace all those merits for you. So there are many, many different merits mentioned for Suratul Qadr, but why on certain occasions this is recited? In Salatul Wahshat, it is understandable. I haven't seen any tradition about it, that why, but it's understandable, because really the first night in the grave is the Laylatul Qadr of every human being. In that first night, the destiny of the whole barzakh will be decided upon. It's in that first night when the angels come examine your soul, this Nakir al-Munkar or Bashir al-Mubashir, they come, they examine the soul, they allocate for the person where they should go. And it's like the Laylatul Qadr of the deceased. And it's, of course, it can be very dramatic and horrifying. It can be very pleasing and blissful. It depends on the type of the soul. But yes, it is like Laylatul Qadr, so it is understandable. However, it's just a guess. We can have other sort of conjectures as well. Nothing I have come across mentioning why you recite Suratul Qadr for Salatul Wahsha.
Thank you, Sheikh. I think we'll end. Inshallah, we'll resume again the same time next week.
Inshallah.
So what?